Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Morning, my friends. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You're listening to Straight Talk on Health. And today, I want to get comprehensive on something that I know concerns you. Your bones and your joints, your aches and your pains, your fibromyalgia, your osteoporosis. We're going to cover the musculoskeletal system. Hopefully, I can even teach you how to recover faster from strains and sprains of muscles, tendons, and ligaments. You know, sometimes the solutions are way more involved than simply getting the first morning pH into the green zone. So if you're suffering from arthritis, autoimmune disease, low back pain, neck pain, if you've been told, unfortunately, that you're on your way to a low back surgery, a hip, shoulder, a knee replacement, then really listen to this show today and take the education, because I'm going to give you tons. Also remember, because they're going to cover a lot today, if you want to hear the show again, just go to my website, straighttalk.cc. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, and listen to the show again in the archive section of the site. Okay. First of all, let's understand this about bone. Bone is a mineral reservoir. It's a reserve bank of energy and mineral nutrition. And when the overall health of the body dips below the optimal level, the brain tells the bone to dissolve into the blood. The brain tells the bone, this is electrochemical transmission now. The brain tells the bone to dissolve into the blood and give us its reserve mineral supply, not just calcium and magnesium, all the reserve minerals. And it goes wherever your organ system needs it. Now, in deficiency, and lots of people are in deficiency, the bone may dissolve and feed the heart, the brain, the lungs, the kidney. Anywhere the body needs it, the brain directs the dissolved bone. Another perspective, in Chinese medicine, the bone represents the jing, J-I-N-G, or life force of the body. It's a more comprehensive understanding of bone. And the idea of health is to preserve the jing, which is to say to preserve the bone, which is to say don't be osteoporotic. If you're in bone loss, you're losing life force. Osteoporosis then becomes a much deeper issue, and it is. But the question, and this is where the West missed it, the question with osteoporosis is not really about what you can do for your bone. It's about why is the body in deficiency? This is the thing that really, really frustrates me too often with patients. They come in, they're upset about osteoporosis and bone loss. The doctor told them they're in bone loss, and this is the big headache. You're not in bone loss. Your body's in deficiency. It's not about what you can do to help your osteoporosis, my friends. It's about what you can do to get out of deficiency, and that's so many things. And here's a little food for thought. Isn't it a coincidence, or is it a coincidence, that men and women become osteoporotic just about the same time they stop digesting their food? And of course, that's no coincidence at all, because the end of good digestion is the beginning of deficiency, and that initiates the adaptive bone loss mechanism. The problem then that causes your aches and pains begins when the bone dissolves as calcium monoorthophosphate and then reabsorbs as calcium hydroxyapatite. The deposition or transfer of the calcium hydroxyapatite back into the bone after it's been dissolved is the beginning of the osteophyte or arthritic bone spur. So you have two processes going on simultaneously, the loss of good bone, which is going to create the inflammatory response and make you ache, and then deposition of bad bone, which makes those painful arthritic spurs. It's the double whammy. Now, this is show number 6. We started the Radio Institute, the Medici Radio Institute for Advanced Nutrition. You've listened to my colleague and mentor, Dr. Marshall, now for years. I want to advance this with a different form. And that's what we're doing. This is show 6. And this is an Institute for Advanced Nutrition we're going to do over the radio and in conjunction with my website, straighttalk.cc, which I hope you're getting to, which will be expanding out enormously over the next month. You listen to this show each week, and in 1 year, you will be miles ahead of the curve. I promised you that the first week of the show, and I know I've delivered. The word on this show has been tremendous. Thank you for your support, and I will continue to provide you with higher educational strategies. Okay, let's take a time out. We'll be back real soon with more education and real solutions. This is Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye. Okay, my friends, we're back. Are we back? Yes, we are. All right. Bone loss from lifestyle deficiency. Please notice I did not say nutritional deficiency. This is a concept I want to get to you. It's not just about nutrition. It's about lifestyle. Lifestyle deficiency is a much larger term and much more accurate. I mean, wouldn't sleep deficit, less than 5 to 8 straight hours? That 5 hours thing is a minimum. You know, when people are chronically ill, they need much more than 5 hours straight to heal. I have patients, and it's a celebration when they never sleep, and then after a year of hard work, they sleep 5, 10, 15 hours straight. Once we shift the sleep patterns, I know they're healing. I know they're coming out of deficiency. I know they're coming out of bone loss. So stop thinking about what herb do I take to fix my painful bones when we're not dealing with lifestyle. Something as seemingly irrelevant as sleep is not irrelevant at all. Sleep will promote bodily deficiency, therefore bone loss. And when those weak bones are called to withstand the tremendous pressures of day-to-day living, like standing for some of us, working physically, those weak bone cells begin to die or decay, and they initiate the inflammatory process. There's that word again. I'm referring to show number 4, which you can listen to in your convenience if you didn't remember or didn't see the show, where we discuss stress and inflammation. Again, that word inflammation. Stressed bone, undernourished bone, dissolving, creating inflammation, and then that response, that inflammatory response you don't want. Now, I'm only going to spend a minute here on Carl Calcium. You've been so wonderfully educated by Dr. Marshall. Carl Calcium and a good mineral chelator like the aloe vera or the vera with the pomegranate. If you're taking 3 teaspoons a day and if your midstream morning urine pH is not still 6.264 to 6.869, then welcome to the reality of human physiology. It's not that simple sometimes. Sometimes it is. Lots of times it's not. We wouldn't have doctors if everything was that simple. Sometimes to produce the correct alkaline balance, you need much broader strategies, products of deeper understanding. Yes, one of our recent addendums, vitamin D supplementation is necessary. And in lots of experience over the last few years, my strong advice to you is to take between 5 and 10 drops in 2 separate dosages mixed onto protein, not on your skin, onto a piece of protein, eggs, cheese, kefir, yogurt, meat, etc. Fat and protein, they need each other for proper assimilation. Otherwise, you start wasting your money. Okay. If you ask, if you can ask your MD or healthcare provider to get the vitamin D measured in a blood test, that's the 25-hydroxy vitamin D. And don't worry, measuring the vitamin D today is a medical standard of care. So no doctor, no medical doctor, no hospital, no HMO program is going to give you a hard time for that. Then you continue testing as you take your doses every 3 to 4 months until your blood test says that your hydroxy levels are approximately 80 to 90 to 70 nanograms per milliliter. Get it up there. Get that number up there at about 80 plus or minus 10. Then you reduce your vitamin D intake to 1 to 2 drops a day and get it measured for the second time 3 months later until you can figure out the minimal dosage required to keep the 25-hydroxy vitamin D levels at about 80 nanograms plus or minus 10. Now here's a little twist. Keep in mind that if you get a lot of sun each day, you may still have a real sneaky little problem with vitamin D production. And ironically, it's called the morning shower. When you shower in the morning and scour all the oil out of your skin with soap, shampoo, shaving cream, there's no cholesterol left in your skin for the good UV sunlight to convert to vitamin D. That's a big one. A lot of people work outdoors in the sun and they're convinced they're getting there and making their vitamin D, but they don't remember they're covered from head to toe in clothes, so no sun. And then they don't have, even on their face, that good oily cholesterol to convert to the vitamin D, so no vitamin D. And again, what does this have to do with bone? No vitamin D, no calcium absorption, no alkaline pH, no alkaline pH, no oxygen to uptake into the cell. So once the cell is denied aerobic metabolism, it shifts to a no oxygen state called anaerobic metabolism. And that's the end of the cell and the organ's ability to repair itself. It'll still put out for you as you suffer it through the day. As you squeeze it for energy it doesn't have, it will perform for you, but it can't repair itself. And sooner or later, it breaks. How does the body compensate for that dilemma, which you're in all day long, usually, many of you? The body just keeps dissolving bone to compensate, and your joints and muscles just keep aching. Now, here's another perspective on strong bone development. Do not become deficient in protein and raw fat. Now, eventually, I'm going to do an entire show on this topic. We're going to touch it today. I'm going to get a lot of people upset, maybe, but we'll calm you all down in subsequent shows. Right now, I want to put forth the wisdom of reducing grains, breads, pastas, in exchange for a hunter-gatherer diet consisting more of organic grass-fed meat, wild fish caught in clean waters, raw dairy from trustworthy sources that'll measure the estrogen progesterone residues in their organic raw dairy. Again, I want to save this for another show, but in the meantime, get connected, my friends, to the Weston Price Foundation. That's the Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, Price Foundation. And you'll see the enormous amount of research and clinical experience supporting the pre-agrarian, pre-farming diet. Simple fact is that many people, even with their digestive enzymes, are seriously hampering their animal protein digestion with overly cooked animal protein. This means baked chicken at 400 Fahrenheit, 300 Fahrenheit, fish cooked the same way. And then the same goes for the beef, lamb, duck, hen, venison, all the things that are overcooked, medium, medium well, well done. Forget it. Can't digest it. You take all the digestive enzymes you want, it doesn't cut it. The real trick is to eat less animal protein. I want you to catch this now. The real trick is to eat less animal protein because you are digesting more of it. There's the best of both worlds. Less of it because you're getting more of it. That's called efficiency. And you're digesting more of it because you are preparing it correctly, which means beef or bison rare or raw. But don't do it raw yet until you hear the next show. Wild fish as sashimi like the Japanese, raw like the Japanese, and we should be as healthy as that nation. Or ceviche like the Spanish, like the Mediterraneans. Or just poach it, anything but broiling it at 300 plus degrees. And as far as bird is concerned, chicken, etc., boil it. Please boil it. I'm not saying boil your duck, but boil your chicken. It's still tasty that way. You can put it in a soup. You'll digest it so much more easily. So there's a tremendous amount of protein deficiency because we eat too much overly cooked animal protein, which ultimately, ironically, keeps us protein deficient because we can't digest it. And its poor digestion renders us highly acidic, which pulls even more bone into our blood, which inflames our bones and joints. Now, I'm going to come back to this in great detail in other shows. But if you're not convinced, I just want you to consider, just as a side note, that there are not too many professional or Olympic athletes who are vegetarian, or worse yet, vegan. You live in deficiency that way. The future will prove that. Healthy bones mean abundant sleep. They mean adequate vitamin D and calcium. They mean adequate amounts of animal protein effortlessly digested. How much protein? How much do you need? 0.37. That's 0.37 times your body weight. So a 150-pound man needs 55 grams. A 180-pound man needs 67 grams. And that's if you're healthy. But if you're not healthy, it's a different story. You may need lots more. And this is the cutting edge of medicine, honestly. And there's ways to determine that. I learned it as a doctor by watching my patients' cravings. When you're under my care with food, and I suggest it for all others in the medical professions, watch your patient, listen to your patient, be with your patient, create integrity and honesty with your patient, and then wait for the moment in which the cravings initiate. And they'll tell you if they want half a pound, 1 pound, or 2 pounds of animal protein each and every day. And I'll fill this room with people who would attest to that. Now, here's another factor. Healthy, pain-free joints that will last you a lifetime. Knees, hips, shoulders that will never need replacement. And if you're bordering on a replacement, I hope you're listening so deeply. Okay. And this trick has nothing to do with nutrition, nothing whatsoever to do with a supplement, but is as equally important as nutrition. So we're going to go outside nutrition now, and we'll be doing that forever. And it's called proper biomechanics, meaning how do your bones stack up from head to toe? In athletics, it's what we call form. We have coaches in track and field who teach form. You remember them. We have golf and tennis coaches that teach form. I've got a lot of 60 plus year old patients who are out there golfing. I get golf stories all week long in the office. And you understand form. Form is biomechanics. Don't say you don't understand this. You do understand this. So your bones with correct form, perfect biomechanics, stack up correctly so you have complete ease or effortlessness when performing your sport. What you don't realize is that proper form in everyday life protects the joint from inflammation and eventual deterioration. Now here's another huge concept. You cannot have proper form without sufficient flexibility. That's right. I have to change the form, the posture, the biomechanics of so many of my patients who suffer from joint pain, or they don't heal. When you don't have sufficient flexibility, you cannot stack up your bones correctly to have the proper form or biomechanics unless the muscles and joints are flexible enough to allow you to do so. Without the flexibility, your joints will jam up suffer from abnormally induced pressures, and deteriorate prematurely. And here's another concern. If the joint is not flexible, it will fail to remove the inflammatory exudates. In other words, the poisons produced in inflammation. The crud that builds up in the inflamed joint cannot then move out of the inflamed joint. That's a big problem. So even if you spend the money on the supplement, even if you can get the anti-inflammatory nutrition to the joint will fail to drain its poisons unless you're sufficiently flexible. I recommend Pilates. I recommend good non-religious affiliated Hatha yoga. I'm going to repeat that. I recommend good Pilates, non-religious affiliated Hatha yoga classes. Get to them. Learn it. Tai Chi, soft martial arts. If your exercise program, okay, does not spend as much time, if your exercise program does not spend as much time getting you flexible as it does making you firm, then you should start looking around. If you're at the early to moderate stages of joint deterioration, my strong advice is to get flexible. You know, these knee and shoulder replacements and hip replacements, they're not that simple to do. They can be very problematic. And you will drastically reduce your possibility of ever having one if you start integrating flexibility into your exercise sessions. Now, if you feel you need help, I have an option. And the option I offer you is to contact our Premier Center in Santa Monica and speak to Jolene. That's J-O-L-E-N-E. She's our flexibility trainer. I think she's dynamite. She's going to teach, and as she is teaching people one-on-one or in groups. And I think she's got the gift for it. She also manages our spa. So if you need help, that's 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Ask to speak to Jolene. You'd see her once. It's all you need to do. One-on-one or in a group, and she'll contour a stretch program just for you. Okay, we're going to take a brief time out. When we get back, we're going to discuss my bone and joint kit and then take the callers. Hi, my friends. This is Dr. Medici. Write this number down right now. 1-888-777-0711. That's 1-888-777-0711. That's my toll-free, super easy-to-remember phone number that allows you to get on the show with me live to get your health questions answered. That's 1-888-777-0711. I want to hear about your health concerns, your symptoms, your aches and pains, your questions about surgery, anything under the name of health that concerns you concerns me, and I'll get it handled. And if it's inappropriate for the show or we need more time, I'll finish it after the show. That's 1-888-777-0711. And if you're shy and this isn't the kind of thing you do, do it anyway. I promise I'll make it easy. That's 1-888-777-0711. Hope to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Medici wants to thank everyone for listening to his show. And of course, you'll want to know how to make an appointment with the maestro yourself. If you're facing a health issue and need an expert orchestrator who can get to the underlying causes, then all you need to do is go to straighttalk.cc and click on Make an Appointment. Rachel or Joanna will call, get your appointment booked, and take the necessary initial health information. If you don't have a computer, feel free to call them directly at 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. Dr. Medici spends several hours initially getting to know you and understanding your health concerns. His healing methods are about quality of health as opposed to quantity of patients. Your health experience at the Premier Center will be different than any other doctor's office visit, guaranteed. To make your appointment, submit a request online at straighttalk.cc or by calling 310-320-1132.
Okay, guys, if you don't have joint pain, still call. Audiences like to hear a diversity of problems. I've got about six joint calls. If I don't get to them all, I may not get to them all. I'll get to them after. I spend at least an hour after the show answering calls. and we're going to refine that if I haven't gotten back to you and you've been calling in. Okay, my herbal solution. While you are changing your lifestyle, big, while you're changing your lifestyle, I put together a formulation to reduce the inflammation and pain in those joints. That's an 8-ounce bottle of Immunocide. That's an 8-ounce bottle of Inflamicide. That's an 8-ounce bottle of Liver Nano Detox and one bottle of Delta Trienols. Now, what's the logic here? What's different? Well, little review. Immunocide has Devil's Claw, which is famous for softening those hard, fibrous tendons. You need to soften the tendon before you get to the joint. If the tendon's too tight, the joint will suffocate. The joint caps will lock and stay fibrotic. You have to soften the tendons. So the harpagosides in Devil's Claw, that's the active compound, will soften the tendon. It works. Inflamicidin has cat's claw and white willow bark. White willow bark is basically the herb from which we derived aspirin. Liver Nano Detox has curcumin. Delta Trienols are another potent anti-inflammatory. Those are four potent anti-inflammatories. And they interrupt in different ways chemically, which I think is not in the scope of this show. They interrupt the prostaglandin and thromboxane pain cycles. The prostaglandins and the thromboxanes are chemicals, compounds in response. They're made in response to the inflammatory cycle, which make the nerves hypersensitive, and you feel this is pain. And the anti-inflammatories in the herbs work in different forms of chemical attack to interrupt the production of these inflammatory substances, and this is what takes the edge off. Okay? So here's the deal you get. If you buy the Immunocidin, the Inflamicidin is 25% off. The Liver Nano Detox is 25% off. The Delta Trienols are 25% off. The shipping is free if you buy today. I got everything discounted and the shipping is free. A 1-month supply, which you should do. You should give yourself a month to take the edge off. That's $139.99. And that's a good, very good discounted rate. 310-320-1132. Now the secret is in the dosages. And when you call the order line and speak to Joanna, Rebecca, Carla, or Jolene, they will explain the dosages to you. Right now, let me just say this. If you're the kind of person that enjoys buying lots of different types of supplements, I see patients, they come in, it's beautiful. They pull out 65 different bottles, all of which they're taking maybe one capsule a day of everything, and they love it. They love the show. They love the investigation. They love the research. They love to chit-chat. They love to read other books, and they might be taking 10 to 20 drops of the nanos. If that keeps working for you, keep doing it. Don't change things when they work for you. But if you are having problems still with joint pain, you're making two mistakes. One, you are not blending the herbs correctly, and two, the dosages are not large enough. And this is one of the ideas with my show, to give you a deeper understanding of how to blend herbs. First, by doing it, then I can teach you even more. So one, the herbs aren't blended correctly. And two, the dosages are not large enough. So this formula blends cat's claw, devil's claw, white willow bark, which is the herbal base for aspirin, and the Delta Trienols with enough dosage power to deliver a strong anti-inflammatory effect. It's how I do it with my patients. Okay, I don't dose my patients a capsule or two of this and a capsule or two of that. So you got to understand, there may be another perspective here for you. Now, if money's tight, then leave out the Delta Trienols. Just get the Immunocidin, Inflamicidin, and Liver Nano. You'll get the same deal, and that'll be $99.99. So we're keeping it under $100 if you can't do the Delta Trienols. Also, if you're going to order my herbal kit, then order it from my staff in Santa Monica, please. 310-320-1132. That's Rebecca, Jolene, Joanna, Carla, and they're all wonderful. And I taught most of them for over 4 years. It'll bend backwards for you, so please develop a relationship with them. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We're talking Gary. He tried to get through last week. Thank you, Gary, for calling in again. Here we go. Hi, Gary. Hello. Dr.
Hi.
Medici, thanks
How
for
are you?
Thanks for calling back this week, buddy. All right, I tried to get to you last week. I just couldn't. I'm going to read what I'm was given here, Gary. You're 60 years old. You've got disc narrowing and back problems. Can this affect your digestion?
Mm-hmm.
Even though he does not eliminate, even though he goes to the bathroom, he does not eliminate all the way, gaining a little bit of weight in the gut on a 90% plant-based diet. Heart attack at 54, six vessels bypass. Not taking any heart medication, just heart nano detox. Plant-based diet from Dr. Marshall. Okay, let's take a look at all of this. First of all, you're so correct about disc narrowing, okay, and back problems. Very, very disc narrowing and how it can affect your digestion, all right? And that's because the outflow of the spinal cord through the nerves goes to the digestive organs. And the minute you have pressure there or narrowing, you have mild compression of the nerves coming out of the neck or the low back, the electrical supply to your digestive system will get cut off. So definitely this can affect your digestion. Okay.
Okay.
I would strongly recommend that you get into some form of physical therapy. And
I'm going to start that on Monday.
Fantastic. Now, here's the thing, Gary, very important. Okay. Your physical therapist, whoever supervises this, when they take you to the edge, and what I mean by the edge, that point at which you start to feel that your joints are tight, they have to finesse with you the ability to go a little bit beyond that, just a little bit beyond that, so that over a period of 6 months, if you're 25% more flexible, I promise you, you will call back on this show and say thank you. If you are not 25% more flexible over 6 months, then you're not going to see much improvement. To stretch every day is one thing. To get flexible, which is the effect, is what's essential. This is a very, very important distinction. Okay? The weight in the gut. Can I ask you a question? How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm 6'1" and I'm 172 now.
Okay, you're not really overweight, maybe a little bit.
I've always been 195, 200, but
okay.
Since I've been on a plant-based, I've dropped. But it's just in the last 6 months, I mean, it's not much, but just enough to notice that there's a little gut coming there, and I'm thinking, okay, what am I doing differently? And what I've noticed is the little bit of dairy that I cheat with really moves my cholesterol level up in a heartbeat. So I'm just thinking that I'm eating this yogurt a little bit too much.
Okay, here
maybe that could be causing it. I don't know.
Here's the thing. All right, number one, what may well be happening as you stay at 170, 175 pounds is that your hormonal system is becoming deficient.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what this does is it lowers the metabolism. This is the thing that happens. I see it all the time when people switch to plant-based diets. All right, now I know we have a special concern here, so I'm not going to make dramatic changes for you, but the thing that happens very often is when, you know, Dr. Marshall was vegetarian at one point, and about 2 years ago he started incorporating animal protein again. And he doesn't do it that often, but he does do it, and he eats it rare, just like I do. And the reason is long-term, and a lot of this has to do with the fact that the soil is so unfertile that you can't get plant with enough nutrient in it, and there's only so much greens mix you can consume. And so what he found for him is that he started to get deficient. I found this to be the same thing with me. I've seen it in many patients, but here's the point as it relates to you. Once you get deficient, your metabolism gets lowered. And once the metabolism gets lowered, you'll start putting on weight.
Oh.
Now, a little bit of weight's okay. But if it keeps up, it's really proof of what I'm saying.
Well, I'd like to put a little bit of weight on muscle weight, though. But
the muscle weight's going to have to do with sleep. Are we getting good sleep?
No, we're not.
Okay.
And I understand that 5 hours, at least 5 hours.
So we might have to go later on after the show, but here's the thing. The sleep is going to be a big factor. Yeah. You know, when you're 50 and 40, if you're a strong man, then you don't need as much sleep because you can compensate through your hormonal system. But after we get to about 60, the sleep deprivation catches up. The hormones are not being nourished. They start pumping out the testosterone, the adrenaline, the cortisol. The metabolism lowers. If we back that up with a meat-free diet, very often the glands, which get strong on animal protein, become deficient too. But listen, I wouldn't even stress that because you don't have enough pozo on the belly that you should really worry about this right now. The key is a physical therapy program that allows you to get about 25-50% more flexible. Where I see these fail, Gary, all the time is the physical therapist or the chiropractor or the sports trainer or the massage therapist or the Pilates instructor will give the patient, okay, all sorts of advice about getting flexible, but because of compliance or doing it incorrectly or whatever the issue might be, 6 months later, they'll swear that they did the flexibility training, but they're no more flexible. And I think that's the thing. You just can't do it. We got to inhabit the stretching to the point where the joint will open up. The joint will open up. The joint will heal. And I'm sure you're giving it, for the most part, enough good nutrition. But the joint has to decompress and then return to a more compressed state and then decompress. So there's a pumping action that goes on. I'm sure you've tried the inversion table.
Yes.
Okay. The thing about the inversion table is this. If it hasn't really hit the mark for you, it's because if the tendons and ligaments around the joints are fibrotic, which often they are, even if you're on the inversion table, you don't get the decompression. And this is why some of the chiropractors, they spend a fortune. They spend a good $50,000 on these decompression machines. And while you're on one, they're gently massaging you while they're increasing the decompressive force little by little by little. If you can back that up with great nutrition, you'll start to dissolve the scars that are holding the joints in compression. And this is the thing. When you have a bypass, okay, it means the body went into a calcium deposition phase. In other words, it's depositing calcium hydroxyapatite into the joints. Now, the arteries took the first hit, but the same thing goes on around the joints. The joints begin to fibrose with this calcium-like matrix. And so when we try to stretch them out in physical therapy, unless we've really addressed it correctly nutritionally, then we can't really do adequate decompression. So there's going to be an aspect to this, okay, that's going to demand an alkaline pH. Do you have one yet?
Yes.
Fantastic.
If I'm doing my green leafy vegetables, I've been on the greens mix forever, and if I'm on that with taking my dark green leafy vegetables, I get between 6.2 and 6.8. So I'm ballparking.
Beautiful. Then what you're going to need to do, okay, is speak to me after the show because you really need good physical therapy. My sense of you is you're balanced enough nutritionally. Aside from the sleep problem, I think you're doing pretty darn good. I think you need a physical therapy program that really, really hits the nail on the head. And then I think you're going to really improve. Okay, buddy? So what we'll do is I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, I'll pick you up after the show. And, you know, you just... people want quick answers sometimes. I think, as you know,
I understand.
You got it. This is complicated, and I'll dish it out if you're patient. Okay, buddy?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. My pleasure. Go on hold. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, and this is what I want to emphasize. You know, you're gonna hear me do things a little bit differently, guys. People are going to call in. They have complicated situations. I'm not just going to throw you a supplement and say, have a nice day, because this show has the time format to give you a deeper education. And that's what you're listening for, a deeper education. And that's the reality of medicine. Gentlemen that we just spoke to, that's a complicated case. There's lots of things. But the beauty of it is, if you're listening, is that you're going to learn so much. So rather than just whip through person after person after person, what do we have, about 30 calls last show, rather than whip through everybody super fast, I want to slow the pace down and break it down into bigger parcels. I don't have to play a genius by giving you an answer in 2 seconds, because that's not reality. So the idea here then is to take you on a journey into each and every caller. And I think that's a way to build community, and that's really what I want to do more than anything else. Okay? All right. We're going to talk to Anne from Temecula. She was also nice enough to call last week. 52 years old with bone degeneration, has had low back pain for a couple of months. Let's talk to Anne. Hi, Anne. Dr. Medici, how are you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. I am fine. I'm just calling to speak with you. I would ask him also if I can speak with you off the air, because my case is a little bit more complicated.
I understand, and we'll take it for you and I now as far as we can go. I want the listeners to learn, too, and thank you for calling on that basis. And if I don't feel satisfied or you don't, then we'll take it after the show, because that's the right thing to do. So let's do it. Now, you're 52. That's a little young to have bone degeneration. How many children?
I have 2 children.
Okay. Were the births difficult? Did you go cesarean, or was there a long labor? Did you tear?
I had cesarean. I had C-section with both of them. And I also did another surgery, too, because I'm a survivor, cancer survivor. So I had a transplant done right there, too. So I have lots of fields right there that are causing problems, that could cause problems.
Okay, so right off the bat, Anne, all right, your body, as if you when you were listening to the show, is in deficiency, okay?
Yeah.
And that deficiency means is that your body's relying upon your bone reserve to compensate for the deficiency that it's not getting. And that's taking the minerals out of the bone, and that's why the back is hurting. Now, you've had low back pain. I'm sorry?
Yes, because I've done the test. I take the core calcium complex, and I'm experiencing pain. Last night I did, and my urine, it was very acidic. It was going purple.
Okay, now here's a couple of things. If you can do this, Anne.
Yes. But I've had problems with the teeth and ear, because I, as I said, I'm a survivor of cancer, but it came back, and there was one this and one tumor on my bone in the teeth and area. But I've done bone scan and bone density test and full body structural X-ray, which doesn't show any tumor at all in that area. But the CAT scan was done, which shows it. So I'm trying to differentiate and trying to learn how, which is better or how could it be. So the doctor has me on a bone strengthening, something called Zameda, to straighten the bone.
Okay, so if I'm understanding you correctly, on a bone scan, it said that there's cancer in the bones.
Yes, on the T10 area, one tumor there. Yes.
Okay. You're going to be in a situation where your body is going to require tremendous amounts of nutrition to compensate, okay, for the mechanisms that are stressing the body. I don't want to call them disease mechanisms, but whatever's produced the cancer, okay, is requiring you to compensate with tremendous amounts of nutrition. So one question I want to ask you is first of all, when you take the Carl calcium, have you ever just taken the powder, the calcium powder, because it will absorb better?
Oh, okay. I've taken the powder a couple of times, but I've always taken the capsule.
Okay. My recommendation number one is please take the powder. Take it with the aloe vera. You're going to get a much better absorption. And bring it up to a teaspoon and a half twice a day. Unless you have kidney problems, some sort of renal disease, which you don't, bring it up to a teaspoon and a half twice a day. That's number one. Okay? Rising in bedtime, mix it with the aloe. You're going to get much better absorption. Number one, we've got to move the pH, or that pain's not going to go away. Number two, and my assistant here is taking notes, so if you have to speak to her after the show, we'll have notes for you, okay?
Right.
That's number one. Number two, do you know what your vitamin D levels are?
It's, I think it's 50, between 50 and 53.
Fantastic.
I don't remember quite the level, but it's above 50.
Fantastic. And you brought that up from a very low number, I'm sure, huh?
I'm sorry? Yes, I brought that up because it was very low.
Yeah, what was it? Like a 9 or a 10?
Yes,
yes. Yeah, and tell me, how long ago was that?
That was A couple years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Okay, good. Because if you've just done it recently, and I want the audience to get this, if you've just brought your vitamin D up as of recently, it takes time then for the calcium to absorb back into the bone. There's a lag time there. But you're saying your vitamin D has been up at into the 50s now. You want to bring it up to about 80. So continue taking those dosages, and in about 3 months, get it tested again. All right, so you've got enough vitamin D. Now, are you African-American or?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, are you from one of the islands in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Okay, so you got to understand something, that as an African-American, as being from the Caribbean now, you're going to really want to get that vitamin D up. You need lots more vitamin D for your metabolism.
Yeah, with the drops I got from Dr. Marshall, I take 2 drops or 3 drops sometimes? Like, is it 3 days?
If on three drops and you've gotten it up from 9 or 10 to 50, just keep doing that, and at the end of the summer, get it tested again. And if you're up at about 80 or 90, then just cut it to 1 drop, then get it tested 3 months later. And you want to learn the minimal dose of the vitamin D necessary to keep you at about 80 or 90 nanograms, okay? So that's the first thing.
3 days, 3 times a day or twice? So twice a day?
Twice a day is fine.
Okay.
So the first thing we want to do then, from what I'm hearing, is bring in 3 teaspoons of the Carl Legend a day, a teaspoon and a half in the morning and a teaspoon and a half in the evening, and you're going to get a much better return, I promise you. All right, there's a reason we have it in the powder. Okay, you know,
I have a lot of aloe vera in my backyard because I love gardening and I do that. Would doing my own aloe vera be okay? Because I do that.
I'd like to say yes, and I think I'm going to go with my gut and say yes. The only reason I hesitate is because sometimes the soil is so unfertile. It's so poorly fertilized that even though it's supremely organic, right, because I'm sure you're not making the mistake of using chemical fertilizer or spraying it. Of course you're not. But the soil may not be fertile, and when the soil's not fertile, all right, a lot of times you're not going to grow an herb of sufficient chemical power. But you know what, Aunt? I'm going to go with my gut on this and tell you to keep putting it in your own aloe, okay? Do you find that the coral dissolves in the aloe? Does it dissolve nicely, correct?
Yes, after mixing it out well. Because the aloe gets thick, slippery when you blend
all right.
it. So you have to
all right.
kind of blend it.
Then you take the aloe then, and then my next concern is digestion. All right. I'm not going to pin you as cancer. All right. I don't think that's fair, and I don't think that's intelligent medically. I think the thing is just to understand that whatever you're dealing with your health is stressing your body and creating deficiency. So you need more nutrition. So I'm going to ask you, and then I think we're going to have to take this later, because as everyone can see, I just can't do these things justice, okay, in a minute or two. So let me ask you a question, though. Digestive issues. Do you have a gallbladder? Let me ask you.
Yes, I do. I have everything.
Okay. Fantastic.
And they're all functioning well. I did. When the CT scan shows that all the organs are functioning well. It didn't mention the gallbladder for some reason, but it's kidney, heart, lungs, but kidney, heart, and everything.
Okay.
Well.
Here's the thing as far as your back pain. Has anybody differentiated it between pain in the joint and pain in the muscular system? Because those are two very important distinctions. And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 122.
Say that again.
122.
Okay, 122. So you're not overweight. Boy, would I like to get a look at you in the office for 10 minutes. All right, I tell you what we're going to do. Let's tell you what you're going to do, Ann. I'm going to pick this up after the show, okay? This is another complicated case, and that's the people that call in. They're complicated because they haven't gotten help, and we'll create a forum for this. So let me put you on hold, and I'm going to talk to you after the show, okay? Just be patient.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. All right, I hope you guys are learning. All right, let's see. Kathy, how to balance hormones. Really loves the show. Extremely interesting. I guess I should take that call. Hi, Kathy. You really know how to get selected there. You love the show. Fantastic.
Oh, it's great. Thank you.
All right. Now, Why do you need to balance hormone? What symptoms are we having?
Well, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I'm like 60 years old. My husband is 63.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought, like,
okay.
I was doing the cream and stuff, but
okay.
I didn't have any.
Then let's do this. Let's talk about balancing hormone in a way that's more important than any supplement. And that's
okay.
Big. Number one, let's just go through a quick checklist so everybody can learn here. Number one, are we getting 6 to 8 straight hours of sleep?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you go to bed at about what time?
Well, actually, well, let's say 9, but let's say 5 hours, because a lot of times I do the 5 hour, then I have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Okay. The first thing you do, if you can, is we stop that urination at night so that you could get 7 straight hours. That's huge.
Okay.
Now, I want everybody to get this, especially you, Kathy. Here's the irony of nutrition today. While we're going to talk about the hundreds of herbs and creams that'll balance hormone and all the physiology behind it, the difference in your life between getting 5 straight hours and 7 straight hours could be enormous. Okay? I've got a couple of practices. I'm in school towards a doctorate. I have a massage school. I am a busy guy. I got to have 7 straight hours of sleep. I can get by on 5, but I'm not primed optimally unless I get 7 straight. And if I had to go to bed at 11, get up at 4 every night to urinate, I would be tired in the day. Now, I'm real sensitive to my body, and I don't think you're that much different than me. I really don't. And this is what happens. People get by on 5, and then they go back to bed, and they kind of forget what it's like when they were teenagers to sleep 7 or 8 or 9 straight hours and wake up and go out and play ball for 9 or 10 straight hours. So number one, are you drinking water too late? Are you drinking liquids too late? In other words, are you having them close to bedtime? And if you didn't, you wouldn't get up to pee. Is that possible?
No, I don't.
Okay, number one. How many children have you had?
2.
Okay, do you have cesareans or episiotomies?
Episiotomies.
Okay.
And we did mud pack. I did mud pack those.
Okay. Here's the thing. All right. A lot of times the episiotomy will be reflexing to the bladder and the kidneys, and it'll keep people in that type of pattern. So it's almost as much as the episiotomy has partly healed, it's not quite there yet. Okay? And this may well be factoring in. Now, what you do about it is complicated. All right? Episiotomies are a lot more to the body than people really think. You see, the meridians of the body, one central meridian called conception vessel that comes down the front, it intersects with another meridian that comes down the back called the governing vessel, and they intersect exactly where you get the episiotomy. And these meridians, they dictate your hormonal power. So the more a woman gets cut there and the more she has cesareans, okay, the more deficient she's going to be hormonally at some point. Or when you get cut there, what it does is the scar, it pulls on the urinary bladder. And when it pulls on the bladder, it distorts it spatially. It creates a structural stress. And this makes...
I've also had an inguinal hernia at age 5.
Well, that's probably healed up, so that's fortunate. When you get the hernias that early, you're still young enough, you've got enough stem cell generating. Let me ask you this. Have you taken enough multipollen yet? In other words, have you tried multipollen?
I have tried multipollen, yeah.
Have you tried 4 twice a day?
4? Oh, my gosh. I've only 90 pounds.
I understand that. I totally understand that. And I think, like a lot of people, you're underdosing. Okay, what I want you to do, and then you get back in touch with me in a week, all right, is I want you to take 3 or 4 twice a day. That's a therapeutic dose, okay? And what the multipollen, if you look up the literature on flower pollen, its purpose is to tonify, okay, or tighten up the bladder. And as long as the bladder's tonified or tightened, it can hold more urine longer. This is going to be real key.
How about my husband? My husband is 63, and we both get up and go to the bathroom.
I understand that. One wakes the other up, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Then we have to go through the same sequence with him. One, is he drinking water too late? Two, no. Do we have any enlargement of the prostate gland?
I don't think so. I mean, he's gotten tested. No.
Okay. Then you know what? I don't think I have a disease process. You may have a reflex from the episiotomy. That still may be problematic, but I'll tell you the quick and easy. I do this all the time with my patients. 50% of the time it works. Take 3 multipollen twice a day and have your husband take 4 twice a day. It's the quick fix, and that's the therapeutic dose. Absolutely non-toxic, absolutely harmless to do. And do that for a week and really focus on making sure you get that straight sleep. That's what I'm going to leave you with now, and you're welcome to call back if that doesn't work, and we'll further it, okay?
Okay, multipollen, okay.
You bet. Look up the literature on multipollen. It's a fantastic, dollar for dollar, it's the best herb you can take to tonify the bladder. And I use it all the time. So does Dr. Marshall. We have great result with it, just to make sure you don't get up in the middle of the night to pee. That's your first step towards balancing hormone, I assure you. All right, nice to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my friends. I think we're going to wrap it up now. I'll get the rest of the calls. It's going to be a long one. We're going to get rest of the calls later. Okay. If you're in bone loss for any and all of the reasons we discussed, you may be frustrated because you're still in joint pain. And I'm going to tell you, it's because very often you haven't blended the herbs correctly or taken them in high enough dosages. The formula I've put together, 8 ounces of immunocidin stuffed with cat claw for tendon flexibility, inflammocidin with white willow bark, and a lot of cat's claw. Liver nano detox with curcumin, a bottle of delta trienols, another potent anti-inflammatory. 4 strong anti-inflammatories. The trick is synergy and the right dosage. That's what you probably haven't done if you're still in joint pain. All 4 bottles run you $139.99. That's discounted to the bone. If you really must keep it under $100 and leave out the Delta Trienols and purchase it for $99.99. The shipping's free if you order today. And if you like this show, then please order from our Santa Monica office. That's 310-320-1132. 310-320-1132. You get to know Joanna, Rebecca, Carla, and Jolene. They'll all bend backward to help you. Okay, have we had enough education? I hope so. StraightTalk.cc, that's my website where you can download today's show. And we'll see you next Saturday. God bless.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.